WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says last-minute dispute with Hamas is keeping his government from approving the new Middle East ceasefire agreement that was agreed upon on Wednesday. The American Cancer Society says fewer Americans are dying of cancer.
We see a 34% decrease in cancer mortality since the high water mark of 1991. That's over 4.5 million cancer deaths averted, largely due to decreased smoking, reduced tobacco use, early detection, and also some new drugs. You know, we see much better outcomes in melanoma and some kind of lung cancers.
American Cancer Society Chief Scientific Officer Dr. William Dayhut says that is encouraging. However, its annual report shows that more women under the age of 65 are being diagnosed with cancer now than in the past. Time's running out for TikTok. The app's Chinese-based owner had until Sunday to sell it and its algorithm, but it did not. That means it could go dark as of Sunday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The famed Line & Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls is set to shut down tomorrow, but the Line & Kugel family is hoping for a Hail Mary. As we've reported, Molson Coors is closing the historic brewery and sending production to Milwaukee. The Jacob Line & Kugel Brewery first began there in Chippewa Falls in 1867. The Line & Kugel family is said to keep the Liney Lodge and a small pilot brewery. They've said this last week before the closure is like a funeral. Last weekend, the family, employees, and even retired staff all gathered to share memories. But now they have one last hope. Dick and Jake Line & Kugel confirmed to the Chippewa Herald they're trying to convince Molson Coors to let them keep the brewery under Line & Kugel's leadership. So far, the company hasn't taken them up on that offer, but they're staying optimistic. If it closes tomorrow, 56 people in Chippewa Falls and 34 in Milwaukee will lose their jobs. And our biggest election here in Wisconsin in 2025 is for Supreme Court. Technically, this race is nonpartisan, but there are pretty clear party lines. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford has support from liberals, while former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel worked under Scott Walker and has the support of conservatives. So get ready for the onslaught of political ads because the money is already coming in. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
There's a lot of money already flowing in the race for the state Supreme Court. Announced candidates have released fundraising forms with the race already breaking fundraising records. Susan Crawford says she's got $2.8 million. Brad Schimmel's report shows $2.2 million raised. The race is expected to surpass the previous record-breaking $51 million spent in the 2023 Protasiewicz-Kelly contest. Estimates suggest total spending could reach $80 million.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Magic again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another win over the Orlando Magic, 122-93 at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks moving up to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, surpassing Orlando. They're coached by Jamal Mosley, born in Milwaukee, later got his start in the NBA with the Bucks under George Karl. How important is a win over a team they could face in the playoffs? Brooke Lopez.
It's obviously very important. You know, I think we've won games a few different ways against them, but Coach Mosley has done a fantastic job with them. They never quit. They never say die. They play a full 48 minutes every night. They play as hard as they can.
NFL, Matt LaFleur in meetings this week with his coaching staff, reviewing what went wrong for the team down the stretch. Could Jordan Love improve?
Do I think he can play better? Absolutely. Do I think I can help him out and be better? Absolutely. Do I think we can play better around him? Absolutely. I just think it's too much to put it on one person.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Y'all need to find some people that actually care about their constituents. And honestly, whenever y'all are ready to work, we on this side of the aisle have always been ready to do what is right by the American people. Instead, what you can continue to do is go after the most vulnerable in our country. The fact that you just sat up there and somehow figured out how to tie trans folk to your argument makes no sense to me. But let me tell you something. Trans people ain't going nowhere. Just like when the racists wanted to make sure that black people somehow were going to be dismissed in this country. We ain't left either.
Go on, Jasmine Crockett.
Somebody's campaign coffers really are struggling right now. So she gonna keep saying trans, trans, trans so that people will feel threatened. And child, listen, I want y'all
I
to
am
tell
no
me
child.
Whether or
do not call me a child. I am no child.
I want
don't
to
even
find
start.
Out
I am a grown
which
woman.
Of those emails
I have broken
glass
have
ceilings. Chairman, I am reclaiming my time.
You will not do that. Order. I am not a
Chairman.
Child.
I am
not
claiming my time.
If you want to take it outside,
Mr. Chairman, the committee is not
taking it outside.
Take it outside? Girl fight, girl fight. Nancy Mace wants to take it outside.
She would lose.
Wasn't she in like a full body cast, like, you know, in The Dog and There's Something About Mary when, you know, a trans person said hi to her or something?
Yeah.
I don't think she'd survive a Jasmine Crockett fight.
No.
No rings, no shoes.
By the way, she wasn't calling you child. Child's a well-known African-American expression. God.
Or
sensitive
expression.
Much? Snowflake, snowflake, snowflake. Take it outside. Oh, my God. All right. Our friend's here. Hey, our friend's here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold. Ha, ha, ha.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
I'll stick with you, baby.
Hi. Hi. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, there's nothing convinces me more that you're a grown adult than you screaming, I'm a grown woman, meet me in the playground for a schoolyard fight.
Yeah.
Let's take it outside. I haven't heard that since eighth grade.
I wasn't threatening out violence. Really, what does that mean to you? Because she doesn't understand what the word child means when she's not even addressing her directly.
By the way, I misspoke. It was, as you recall, Chris, sixth grade when Carol Fisher pushed me through the bushes
right.
at the Y.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that since sixth grade. Dana,
that's when the lesbian tendency started. When Stephanie got pushed through the bushes at the Y.
No, I didn't fight back except with jokes. Oh, okay. Yeah, you said Nancy Mace screamed that she's a grown woman and then immediately challenged Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett to physically fight her. I mean, just when you think there's no low to new low to the bullying. You're like, really? You challenged another female congressperson to a fight?
Yeah. They hate getting called out. That's exactly what it was. Thank God for Jasmine Crockett talking about this BS about, oh, trans this, trans that, tying it to, I don't know, the debt ceiling. I mean, it's really absurd, everything that's going on there, but it's dangerous. And thank God someone is speaking out. We all have to do that. In this oligarchy that is forming, you have to speak out as often as you can, as long as you're safe. You really do.
Yeah. AOC as well. Thank you. I love the women on our side. I love Jasmine Crockett. I love AOC. Here she is on the same subject.
Trans girls are girls. And for all the folks that are so concerned, thank you for your concern about women for the first time that I've seen. I don't know about y'all. I don't know who's been to gym class lately, but girls, even if you only believe in two genders, I've played co-ed sports all the time. But what this also opens the door for is for women to try to perform a very specific kind of femininity for the very kind of men who are drafting this bill.
Yeah, that was just a really good point. One last one.
And to open up questioning of who is a woman because of how we look, how we present ourselves, and yes, what we choose to do with our bodies. I know who loves this bill. Yes. Bigoted folks love this bill. Assaulters love this bill. But also, CEOs love this bill. Because Los Angeles is on fire right now. And this is the number one priority this majority has.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dana, I keep going to this one tweet I love that's just like, you know, price of eggs isn't going to be any cheaper, but at least that one girl won't be able, in your state, won't be able to play badminton. It's just... We just had Tara Setmeyer on, who I thought it was interesting, former Republican strategist, mm-hmm. and she called it, it's not just a trans issue that we lost, it's a mythical trans issue.
Absolutely.
Affects hardly anyone, right?
There's also so many false equivalents going on where you're talking about somehow young girls that are playing sports in middle school and then how men are coming into their locker rooms that are pretending to be women. I'm like, okay, first of all, these aren't, no matter who you're talking about in middle school, these are not men and women yet. They're still children. So there's a weird conflation there. And then we've talked about this before. If you're going into the college sports, there's over 500,000 athletes in the NCAA.
Yeah.
Over 500,000 NCAA athletes. You know how many trans people there are? Less than 10.
Yeah.
Less than 10. If they can even find 10 competing at a collegiate level.
Yeah.
This is a made-up fear, but they've managed to do it. That's why when Biden sounded the alarms last night, all the misinformation and disinformation that's out there, they have so much control over this because it's article after article after article that's been made up and that's been pushed by Russian bots. We've got to find a way to combat this. I don't know what it is, but we have to find a way.
Yeah. And I mean, to her point, which we feel so acutely here, LA is on fire currently. Yeah. This is not over. We are still in the midst of this. And this is what they're not only what they're worried about, but they're also can't try to score enough political points off this and blame Democrats and make up a new lie. I mean, I swear to God, Dana, there's a new lie every day. About there the fires is. In L.A., right?
And now they're trying to attach it to the debt ceiling. Mike Johnson wants to play, you know, blackmail, and all these Republicans are going, yeah, well, we're not going to send aid unless you allow us to raise the debt ceiling so Trump can give his tax breaks to his rich friends. They are literally holding California hostage when California is the fifth largest economy
fourth.
In the world.
Fourth now.
The
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fourth in the world. You don't understand that most likely, most times, blue states are supporting red states.
Right. Right.
It's just mind-boggling to me, but somehow it's managing to happen.
And by the way, for a president that blew up the debt more than any other president, they want, right, rewrite, hold California hostage. So, you know. Okay, so they can do what we know he's going to do, give tax cuts to the rich, you know, blow up the deficit again. I mean, it's just, isn't it like watching like a slow motion, like an oncoming train Monday? You're just like, oh, God, it's all God. So awful already, you know.
That's basically it. I'm like, okay, if this was the 14-day trial of 2025, I'm out. Like, yeah. I'm canceling my subscription. I tried the 14-day trial. It's not working for me. Let's do something else.
You said, is Carrie Underwood going to sing before he cheats at the inauguration or not? my understanding, not knowing one Carrie Underwood song, but that she sings a lot about infidelity. And so she's going to sing for the serial adulterer were adjudicated rapists.
And this also, I will admit, I like Carrie Underwood's music. I did when she came out of American Idol, like first came out of American Idol. I went to one of her concerts. But if you look back at someone like the CMA Awards, she does this song, and I think it's with Brad Paisley. I don't want to incriminate him without knowledge, but it's making fun of the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. And the audience is loving it. She has always been conservative. And unfortunately, not all country music, but a lot of country music has been based in that. But you've got people like Shelley Wright and, you know, Ty Herndon and these country music stars that have been coming out of the closet and really trying to change the landscape of country music. But Carrie Underwood, she's always been sort of a little Trumpy when you listen to like things that she's done and said. It's just disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Shelley Wright, my coming out coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks has been a great ally for as long as his career. Yeah. As long as
Garth
been,
supported marriage equality before anyone else. Yeah.
In the early 90s, he had a song about gay equality.
And by the way, can we go back to something AOC said about femininity and, you know, how you look and whatever? You know, Shelley Wright talks a lot about this in her book and her documentary. You know, why she always said to me, this is why it's incumbent on those of us that can hide not to. Because she looks straight, right? She looks like a, you know, sex symbol for men. And, you know, I just thought it went to what AOC was saying about, you know, the femininity, what it's supposed to look like for men or whatever. I mean, I remember we were talking to Tara Settmeyer that I hosted Equal Time with Gabe Buchanan in the 90s, and everyone said, that's interesting because she looks like the gay one and you look like the straight one. But it just goes to show you this. I think hate labels and, like, you know, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Steph, but the biggest thing is this is an unenforceable, it's an unenforceable, not a law yet. I guess if Congress passes it as a law now?
What?
The trans athletes, the young trans athletes, is this now a law or is it just
I think they're trying to pass a law.
I don't know.
Right. Who's enforcing this? And that's what AOC said. How, if this isn't enforceable, and if you don't have one way to enforce something, then you get to take any way you want. So what's happening, and I guarantee this, more cis young girls are going to be damaged by this law that they're trying to pass than trans girls because of the way people view femininity.
Right.
They're going to see a girl with short hair. What are you going to do? Check genitalia in the bathroom? And who's doing this? A man or a woman, first of all. And the second thing is, it doesn't matter. Because if you traumatize a child like that, it doesn't matter the gender of who's doing the inspection. It's a violation on these children, and it's going to happen more to your young, straight, cis daughters than it's ever going to happen to trans girls.
Yeah, it's the privacy, right? You know, privacy or the, you know, privacy people, right? So if you've seen the Nancy Mace, like, looking under the stall door, you know, like, really?
It's ridiculous. It's just bigotry and hatred at its finest, and it's just gross. And it's all the lies and misinformation that they made it this imaginary threat.
Yeah. You know, Sue in Rockville said something, you know, but something you never hear Republicans say is, how can I help? And I just thought, you know, it's why we do have to spotlight the helpers. As Mr. Rogers would say, find the helpers, right? But you tweeted, Chef Jose Andres and his team are damn saints. And thank you to all the firefighters and first responders. I know you all must be exhausted physically and emotionally. I can't even imagine. I mean, that's the worst of it. Them bashing our firefighters who are doing an amazing job in just an unimaginable apocalypse out here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Literally, we had one of the most world-class trained firefighter coalition here. We still do. We've got help from Mexico and Canada and countries even farther away than that. And then you've got this guy that stood in a McDonald's serving fake fries to real fries to fake people. Talking about how, why can't they put the fires out? Why aren't they doing their jobs? And that's what makes my blood boil is all of the right-wing commentary about why this happened and there's not water on the fire hydrants. Yes, there was. There's not a fire hydrant system set up to fight 1,000 house fires at the exact same time, which is what happened in the Palisades.
Yeah, in 100-mile-an-hour wind. Right. After 8 months of drought. I mean, it's just, it's...
And if I have one more person put up a meme, point to the ocean and point to the coast and say, figure it out, California, you don't think that they've thought of everything? That if taking ocean water was a viable option...
They were doing
it. And they are doing it.
They were doing
that. They are doing
some of that. The reason they couldn't is because the helicopters can't fly in 100-mile-an-hour winds. So what do you want to do? Walk down and take it bucket by bucket?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, come on. I don't understand. Everyone has lost their empathy, their humanity, and these keyboard warriors. Just stay out of the comment sections for one damn day.
Did you see Megyn Kelly blamed obese lesbian firefighters?
Yes. Because there were Christine, Christine, and Christine, lesbian, lesbian, lesbian. Heard the whole thing. And then John Stewart, thank God, was like, what did you do? You just summoned them. They're going to be angry. When you say Christine, Christina, Christine, and lesbian, 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 they're coming after you.
And by the way,
you got to find humor. They're insane.
She has a resume a mile long. I got into this yesterday, but the levels of sexism, homophobia, and fat shaming just in that her
not
little
to mention
rant
Megan
is
Megan with a Y. If she tried to pick up a fire hose, both of her arms would break right off.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And they only weigh 30 pounds. The fire hose only weighs 30 to 50 pounds. So stop it. Stop insulting people who are saving lives when you're sitting behind a desk with your safety, just spewing BS about people that are literally saving lives in buildings right now.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. What's I want you point? To know, as a skinny lesbian, I stood up for my sisters yesterday.
I know you bring me on to be funny, but this situation when we're living through it,
I know,
is infuriating.
Yeah, it's like wound salt, just every day. You know,
everyone in the studio, everyone on a microphone right now knows at least three people who lost everything.
Yeah,
everything. Houses burned down. One of my dear comedian friends. Everything. They weren't even home to evacuate. Another one of my lifelong friends in Palisades. The first one was in Altadena, a mainly black community, because
yes.
that's where they were actually allowed to get land.
That's right.
When yes. other communities weren't two allowing my, them to, and they built a safe haven.
At least two of my cycling club members lost homes in Altadena. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I get it that you go, oh, it's some rich celebrity. Who cares? It's like, it's not just rich celebrities. It's like we're a working class town, you know.
And now who's giving millions and millions of dollars? A lot of these rich celebrities. Do you know how much Elon Musk and Trump has given to the fire
zero.
Rescue out of their own personal coffers? I would say zero.
Zero. Yep. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh, is this a good week for that or
yes,
what?
Yes, it is.
Mid-fire pre-inauguration. Oh, my God. CB Distillery. It is the source we trust. If you want natural solutions for sleep or stress, people are raving. We got 48,000 five-star reviews. It's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I inevitably, but you know, to exercise, cycling, it's my jam, baby.
I put it under my tongue every morning.
Not the relief stick. No, that goes on your back.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, CB Distillery, the source we trust if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns. Maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery with 20% discount for you right now. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like our Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse, more than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da bumpa da
bumpa?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missing an exploited
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Everything is better, although that's relative, when Dana Goldberg is here. Tomorrow, by the way, people have been saying they're in a lot of mental distress, emotional, et cetera, for so many reasons, Dana. Dr. Wanda, my best friend of 40 years, will be on tomorrow.
Yep. That makes me very happy.
Or someone calls her Dr. Juggs.
Sure.
That's not, she's a brilliant psychologist.
Oh, right.
And she happens to look like psychologist
you,
Barbie.
It was
you
her.
You called her that?
Yes.
No, it was
yeah,
not
you
me.
Call her that.
No.
And
yeah,
didn't she counsel Charles Manson?
She did.
When you say counsel,
well, I feel like we might be losing some interest in this as we keep talking.
Yeah, she could talk about Donald Trump. Probably same profile.
Right.
She was the psychologist at the men's maximum security prison here at Corcoran, which, yes, it was her job to go, yes, Charlie Manson's still crazy. Thanks. That was her job.
Okay.
The
so she didn't counsel him.
Check. No.
Okay.
Well, it's like you called my dad Goering's poker buddy. No, he interrogated Goering when he was a Nuremberg prosecutor. Okay.
I get things wrong.
You guys need to go to
pretty.
Couples therapy outside of this radio show.
Always.
But you were talking about it, Dana. Just, you know, it's salt in the wound. All these lies and just glee and, you know, people celebrating what's happening in L.A., people, you know, blaming. Who's this douche? Newsmax is Rob Finnerty. Mm-hmm. This is just in the middle of this, Dana, going, how about we take the Olympics away from them and give it to a red state? I'm like,
I knew that was coming.
I'm wondering if you think that the Trump administration should seriously look at moving the Olympics to a red city where you know things are going to be run properly, like a city in Florida, maybe Miami, or maybe Dallas in Texas, or maybe a city in your home state of Ohio. I'm not convinced that California can manage the Olympics, the World Cup, and the Super Bowl all within a year of each other.
Yeah, especially when they're spending time, quote, Trump-proofing their state, looking for ways to set up barriers and obstacles to what the American people elected us to do.
That would be Jim Jordan. Okay, do we even want to start? Did they mention Texas? Oh, I see, where Governor Abbott couldn't even keep on the power grid and Ted's Cruz took off to Cancun. Oh, I'm sorry, they do a better job?
I knew this was coming about the Olympics, by the way. I'm actually surprised it took this long, to be honest with you.
More of Dana's thoughts on that next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Right now, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is considering a new rule to update standards for emergency workers. But advocates say it could have an adverse effect on volunteer fire departments, not just here in Wisconsin, but all over the country. OSHA's proposal would be the first updates to the fire brigade standard in 40 years. Staff said it would make emergency responders safer by bringing these rules up to date. It would place more requirements on local fire departments, including more training hours and updating equipment more often. It would also force firefighters into more extensive physicals, which could cost hundreds of dollars more per person. Now, fire departments would have to adhere to these standards no matter how big they are, professional or volunteer. State Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to OSHA in opposition.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I'm very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin.
Now, this is a federal process. State lawmakers like Markline don't have any control over this new rule. OSHA staff said they initially believed this would be financially feasible for small rural fire departments, but they've gotten lots of feedback since. So now they're taking a second look. The public comment period for the new rule ends tomorrow. And starting today, the frozen road law is now in effect across Wisconsin. The rule means trucks can be heavier on our highways in the winter if they're carrying the things we need most this time of year, like logs, sand, and salt. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation had already declared the frozen road law in effect in northern parts of the state, but starting today, it includes all of Wisconsin. Basically, it's been cold enough that it's frozen under the roads. They're able to withstand some heavier vehicles. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Thanks for listening on your Thursday. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. They'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Jimmy Kay is in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll tell you about the John and Gordy Great Ticket Giveaway.
You won't believe who we've got tickets for.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I do think the American people rightly see how poorly that state is being run, how poorly these tragic fires have been handled by both the governor and of course the mayor there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and they have wildfires, you know, in the summer when it's the warmest and driest in that state. That's a concern. That's something I think the administration should consider.
What?
Ah, what? I see.
Fires when it's the warmest and driest? No,
wow.
You don't say.
That would be noted bully Jim Jordan. Jackass McNo Jacket talking about taking the Olympics away from L.A. Okay, because I don't know, because I guess they run things so well in red states. By the way, Ron DeSantis, I can go through the list of mistakes he's made during hurricanes. You can't even get insurance down there. He's done nothing about it. Don't even get me started. And again, Greg Abbott's mismanagement of stuff in Texas.
And Jim Jordan's the one who looks like E.T. dying in the creek?
Yes, he is gray. I still don't know why he's gray.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if Jim Jordan and these jerks actually cared about people in this country, they would be going after the insurance companies who cancel people's fire protection before the fires, or saying that we're not going to insure you after. Thank God the Biden administration implemented that they're going to be protected through 2026.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you watched any of the president's speech, but it just, you know, we can, I guess, go through it a million times, but it's just his record statistically is just, it's almost mind-boggling. He's like the only president that has gained jobs in, I mean, every single year. What are we at? 17 million jobs created, just that alone. But then the list of all the other accomplishments. And I was saying, on the way out the door, just about delivered Middle East peace, but is anyone shocked that Netanyahu blew that up so that I'm sure he can find a way to give Trump credit?
100%. That's what he's going to do.
This was the exact template that Biden put forward back in May, working on this 15 months, right? I mean, very nearly delivered that on the way out the door, and then it just I feel like this is the plan all along with Netanyahu, right?
Oh, I agree. And people's lives destroyed, killed. Palestinians, Jewish people killed because this guy wants to make a point and get his buddy Trump back in office or give him a win. Give him a win. You could have done a ceasefire a long time ago. Yeah. Hamas also could have done, if they actually cared about their people, a ceasefire like they say they do, a ceasefire a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now it's going to happen? If you're not putting the dots together, which makes a big old black hole, you're not paying attention.
Yeah. And that we were saying about, of all places, Ukraine offering to send firefighters here. And
I know,
this is the latest ominous sign. Representative Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, has been dismissed as the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence by Mike Johnson. And of course, under pressure from Trump, because he is considered to be the House's strongest supporter of Ukraine, as well as critic of Vladimir Putin. So, of course, he's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That these are the scary times, we've said this before. There's older countries than us that have dealt with fascism and governments.
Oligarchy,
we've got to learn from them. We are a young country when it comes to this stuff. We're also dealing in an age of the social media and the technology that Biden was talking about, you know, the tech control that they have right now, feeding the lies to the people that they already have under their control. More of us need to fight that stuff. I don't know how we do it, but I know there's a lot of good people that understand technology out there who write code, who can, you know, create social media platforms that are actually telling the truth and try and combat some of these lies and disinformation, because the world we live in right now is not the world any of these other countries lived in as they were fighting fascism.
Yeah.
This is going to be harder than ever, but I believe we can do it. I truly do.
We talked about this last week, why we need the truth tellers like, you know, you and Allison Gill on Daily Beans, our show, all of the show, our beloveds, you know. But here's a question. We keep talking about this because of being in this vortex again of disinformation here in L.A. The problem is they always put us on defense. And I don't know what to do about that. It's always just a blizzard of lies. And, you know, we're forced to just like constantly no. Like, you know, and it's and yet there's like their segment. They don't believe anything except what Trump says. And,
right. Absolutely.
The fires start from him and go. They just everybody echoes them on the right.
100%. And, you know, I always laugh because I'm like, if we ever have a free and fair election again, hopefully the midterms, there's going to be a lot of buyer's remorse. I think there is already people saying like, wait, this isn't their priority. Their priority is to make sure that there's a trans girl not playing badminton with her friends in middle school? Like, yeah. That's their priority instead of, you know, getting down the price of groceries, which he said he can't do. Or, you know, all of the things that he's like, oh, that's going to be harder than I thought. Ending the war in Ukraine, you know, the invasion, if you will, from Russia. It's just, I'm hoping enough people see this. And then I also have to hope when he's gone one day that the cult following will start to dissipate, because maybe he's their only guy. That is my hope. J.D. Vance is a slime ball. Everyone's like, where's J.D. Vance? He's sitting with the Heritage Foundation, ready to execute Project 2025. He's not, they haven't pushed him out. He hasn't been quiet for that reason. He is working with his buddies, Peter Thiel and all these other guys that he has been since Yale, learning how to destroy this country. So don't think just because you can't hear the horse in the hospital that it's not still walking around, because it is.
Yeah.
John Mulaney, brilliant.
So these Pam Bondi hearings, we were just saying, like, it's all such a clown show. They all, like, just have their talking points. They don't answer any of the questions. Apparently she's not aware of anything ever.
No,
she's not aware of anything Trump has ever said, or despite it all being on tape. CNN's Ellie Honig said, to the Democrats, she said we won Pennsylvania. She said there were fake ballots cast. I would read those comments back to her. If she says yes, I believe them to be true. Now that's a major problem. I don't know that Democrats, they don't necessarily have the numbers to do anything about it. That's the problem.
Yeah,
you know, it's like somebody was saying, like, oh, I don't know if the Democrats scored any major points against, who is it, Hegseth? Mm-hmm. Well, our country wasn't designed for only one party to care about our national security and laws and norms, right?
And also, listen, you've got people like Susan Collins and Murkowski saying that they actually have scruples and that they're going to stand up against them, but they still vote for these guys.
Yeah.
That's my frustration. Or they have enough numbers that someone can look like they take a stand against Hegseth. But, I mean, just talking about, and honestly, the senator from Hawaii, someone remind me of her last name.
Hirono.
Those are the points that we need to talk about more. They don't care about infidelity. They don't care. They just elected a rapist who actually cheated on two of his wives that we know of. He's now going to be the president of the United States. So stop focusing on that stuff. They don't seem to care, especially when you have another guy in the room saying, well, if my wife didn't forgive me, I'd be in prison. I'm like, what did he do? Like, no one's asking these questions. Focus on the fact that he doesn't know how many countries are in specific alliances. Focus on the fact that he has no idea what he's doing with the position that he's up for. They don't care about the infidelity anymore. They don't care about the morals. They don't have them. Stop focusing on that.
Yeah. I mean, just this alone, she declined to admit that Trump lost the 2020 election. And she said there was a peaceful transition of power. No. How do you get away with saying that?
No.
We all saw. Okay. She also said she would consider recommending pardons for the January 6th rioters, because of course she would. Joyce Vance writing about this. She said she failed at her confirmation hearing to show that she could resist her new boss and his banana republic creep. She pointed out many disturbing moments. She said she would not directly answer the question posed in various ways of who won the 2020 election. She said her testimony itself was more of a circus performance. I mean, these all are. All of these hearings are, you know, because you have one party that is just completely lost its way. It just
and
doesn't care about our national security. Nothing.
Nope. And you've got the press behind them. I mean, when you've got all of these people writing articles about how Michelle Obama, very smartly, is not going to the inauguration, if you ask me, not one of them is saying, oh, and by the way, and she's not even part of the outgoing administration.
Right.
And Biden did not have Trump at his inauguration. But of course, they have to say Michelle Obama's not going without in the same breath saying, oh, and by the way, Donald Trump didn't go to Biden's either.
Yeah. Lori Ingram called her a sore. It's what is she, bitter something.
Yeah.
Kamala, sore loser something. I'm like, sore loser. January. Okay. I can't. And then Chuck Grassley, ancient artifact, used his opening statements during Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing to air his grievances about the Biden Justice Department and Jack Smith in particular. We were saying, like, what's the point of these things? A lot of them, they just make statements, you know, just to get completely politically biased things on the record. It's not even a question to the nominee, right?
I know, and we don't even have the, you know, the entertainment of Lindsey Graham losing his, you know, his clutching his pearls in the room during these hearings. Like, at least give me some entertainment.
His Lady Macbeth level performance in the Kavanaugh hearings.
Hishpadoinkle.
Audition for the Crucible every time. Why, I have never. All right, sit down, Lindsay.
Stars and Garden.
No, he's auditioning to be Blanche in Streetcar Named Desire.
I mean, where is Lindsay, by the way? Is he just not part of any of these things?
I don't know. Where is Miss Lindsay? I don't know.
He's always dependent on the kindness of strangers.
Yes, he has always. And he wants to know if those grapes are washed. Okay. Are we done with Streetcar? Okay. It's just a scary time for justice in general. I think this is a Trump judge, submitted a filing refusing to unseal any grand jury information about the investigation into Egypt's alleged attempt to funnel $10 million to Trump's campaign in 2016. This one, I believe, was put in actually bags of cash.
Yeah.
Were given.
Pretty traceable.
Right. Bill Barr, apparently.
With dollar signs on the side.
Inserted himself into the matter and attempted to run interference for Trump. I mean, if you think that was bad, just imagine what Pam Bondi's going to be like and Kash Patel in terms of what they're going to be doing for Trump, right?
I fell asleep. People, yeah, I did. When you said Kash Patel,
hang
I
was clear. Okay, Jane is back. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I did zone out for a second because I was like, I don't have any answers to these because what do we do? The investigations, if they're going to just squash all of these, I mean, they're not even putting out the paperwork before these people are put through in their hearings. The FBI hasn't even come forward. And really doesn't matter because they're not actually talking to the people that they're supposed to be talking to. Right. It's all a farce.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it. So speaking of Kash Patel, I just can't. Jason Miller. Now, Jody, just correct me. The fun fact, Jason Miller would be the he'd be the pro-family,
yes,
family values Republican who.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Pro-life. He's the one that put the abortion pill, yes, in his mistress's, uh-huh, smoothie.
Yes.
Okay. That guy used an interesting choice of words defending Kash Patel. He said, Patel, he was asked, you know, they asked Pam Bondi about his enemies list.
Right.
So he said, this is Patel wrote, so it's written down. Mm-hmm. He said, going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. Bondi was questioned about Patel's enemies list, in which he calls out people he calls government gangsters. So Glenn Thrush of the, I believe, Washington Post said that Bondi tried to distance herself from Kash Patel. So responding, Jason Miller of the aforementioned abortion, mm-hmm, pill.
Right, that guy.
Objected to Thrush's description. For good measure, he claimed that Patel is soon going to take Democrats to Pound Town.
Excuse me?
Which is generally slang for particularly robust sexual intercourse. So I don't. They're all so weird. Can we go back to that theme from the campaign? They're just going, taking someone to Pound Town. Okay, I don't understand.
I think we should start putting a compilation of all of these ridiculous things they say, like Nancy Mace going, you want to take this outside? And then Kash Patel saying, we're going to take them to Pound Town. I just do clips.
Dare say that Kash Patel has never taken anybody to Pound Town.
I have to concur with that one.
If anything, Kash is a bottom. Come on.
Oh, ladies. Ladies. Yeah, imagine looking into those eyes. Holy crap.
No one's looking into any eyes the way they're doing it. No.
Two eyes on slide whistles. On top of you.
Bartiromo. They have the same kind.
Getting gayer by the second.
Kash Patel and Maria Bartiromo with those eyes. Can you imagine?
Their children would have eyes in the back of their head at this point.
She has eyes like a flounder. I'm sorry, she just does.
Two
They're too
side.
Far apart. And she also almost was our vice president. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's probably the wine, though.
Do you know, did you hear that? That was Trump's pick for vice president.
Oh, God.
Maria Bartiromo. Okay.
We got to make fun of this clown show, but everyone, seriously, strap in.
Yeah.
Strap in, because things are about to get even more wild.
Either way, go to Pound Town with us. Let's go.
Yeah, strap in or strap on.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's not go to Pound Town.
Let's stop that. Let's just stop that.
I never thought I would hear Chris say we're not going to Pound Town on radio.
Can we go to Funky Town?
Out of all the people, I would say it, but I didn't expect it from Chris.
48 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg's here, so everything's automatically better. We have one more segment with her. So
We're not going to Pound Town with Dana.
No.
No.
No. No, we're not.
No, that's an exit only. Let's keep it moving.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Stephanie Miller.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
In a world of Carrie Underwood's, be a Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Okay. Dana Goldberg is here. So I don't know if you watched any of the president's farewell speech, but I'm just always going to tear up. I just, and Chris and I were talking yesterday you know, about Jill Biden's comments. And now I understand how people get upset when Chris and I fight. Like, when mom and dad fight, when Biden, Pelosi, I'm more like, no.
Jill Biden.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Yes. Jill Biden,
and
yes.
I was... Jill and Joe kind of sound...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It's like the abusive ex is coming back. We're like, oh, no, good dad's leaving.
Yeah, right.
yeah, Jill Biden expressed disappointment with Nancy Pelosi. She said, we were friends for 50 years. It was disappointing. You know, I guess we can go over this till the end of time, Dana. But, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Like, we just don't know. I you know, hang on. Hold,
there's
please.
No point in throwing anyone under the bus at this
she
point.
She just said, let's say I was disappointed with how it unfolded. Pelosi privately had told President Biden in July that polling showed he could not defeat Trump and would upend Democrats' chances of winning the House. A source said that described Biden as seething at Pelosi at the time. I mean, I can understand all sides of this, Dana. He does have a spectacular record. He's the only person to beat, Trump before. So, after the loss, Pelosi obviously said had he gotten out sooner, than, you know, obviously she thought, and again, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, in that sense, yeah, I think Lawrence O'Donnell was right. It was too late. You know, they gave Kamala Harris too short a runway. But again, you know, the first lady said she still believes her husband could have served another 4 years, even though recently he said that might not be the case. I mean, he just said, who knows?
Yeah.
I we were just saying, unfortunately, that debate played into... The narrative the mainstream media had pounded and pounded and pounded that he was too old.
Poundtown?
They took us to Poundtown.
Yes.
The media took us to Poundtown.
Yes.
About Biden's
age. On that debate, for sure. I think at this point, there's no point in going over what went wrong, what could have done, unless we're going to fix it. See, this is the thing. Yeah. Republicans don't do this. Like, right. If they lose something, all they do is go, let's make
they
up
ran
lies.
Trump again.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what I said, and I would say it on the Daily Beans. I would say it here. If it's not illegal and it's not against the Constitution, Democrats need to start doing it. We need to stop with this tradition. We need to stop with the decorum. We need to stop with all of this. We have to learn how to fight this right now. Yeah. This isn't a time to bring a knife to a gunfight, or however you say that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. If it's not breaking the law, people have got to fight harder right now. We need to do everything we can to save this democracy.
Yeah. I mean, we've said Biden probably would have been the, you know, victim of ageism, like Kamala Harris was the victim of racism and sexism.
We still have to remember.
But, you know, in that sense, Biden, you go, Pelosi might have been right about the point that he couldn't have won. But you're right at this point.
We also
have
to remember what happened in the election, even with Kamala Harris. People couldn't get out to vote because it was easier during COVID because the Republicans got rid of mail-in voting. That wouldn't have mattered no matter who was the nominee. Also, all of those bomb threats in Georgia that were sent from Russian accounts, those were still going to happen no matter who was the nominee. Yeah. All of the interference we had and all of the roadblocks that the Republicans put in place to voting were still in place. Yeah. So I don't know if it would have really mattered at this point because the turnout was going to be what it was going to be. Unfortunately, I will say people also the racism and the sexism played a big part in this. But there were still roadblocks that the Republicans put in with the help of Russia that were going to keep people from the polls no matter who was the nominee, even if it was this old white dude.
And now, you know, again, we're in the find out portion of F around and find out. Paul Krugman said a lot of people who voted for Trump are going to get brutally scammed. He said if he enacts his really radical, terrible policy ideas, he said Trump's plan to raise tariffs and cut taxes on high income will batter working class voters. He said the effect of Trump's vow to also deport millions of undocumented immigrants will have an even worse effect on the economy. He said Trump appears to have an extremely regressive economic policy, one that will effectively redistribute income away from working class voters to the top. So, you know, and unfortunately, we're all in this together now, right?
Yeah, we are. There was there's a chart from a world-renowned economist that was showing literally in presidencies what people inherited from the presidency before. And in both cases, the economy that Trump has inherited in 2016 and 2024 are the highest, meaning the Democrats created the best economy right before he went in. And unfortunately, for the next 2 years, it's going to make him look good. And then he is going to destroy it like he always does.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Well, good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Come here Thursday mornings for some more pep talk.
Yeah. Next time we see you, we're going to have another president.
DG Comedy on all the socials. We love you, Dana Goldberg.
Love you, too. Follow me. Blue sky.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding his final news conference at the State Department. He's been closely involved in Gaza ceasefire talks, which appear to have hit a snag. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the deal after it was announced Wednesday by the U.S. and others. Hamas denying that, but Israeli negotiators still in Doha trying to resolve the dispute. And until that happens, Netanyahu says he won't put the ceasefire deal to a government vote for approval.
More hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, all of whom appear to be headed toward confirmation. The American Cancer Society says cancer deaths have gone down in the United States, but women under the age of 65 are now being diagnosed more than men in the same age group. Longtime Milwaukee Brewers Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Uecker has died. He was 90. A statement from the Brewers says, "We are heartbroken." This is ABC News.